And if you recall from the committee meetings and minutes, this is a recommendation to approve the faculty and staff personnel actions that are appended. And of course, a lot of those positions and the classifications change during the year, and this is to catch them up to the current status as of the September 18. And the approval was recommended by the committee. However, Ann Mead has wants to direct your attention to one of the entries in the supporting data that needs to be corrected but does not affect the motion itself.
I just want you to be able to take action on data that I know that, pardon my voice, 100% accurate. If you wouldn't mind making a correction on page 20. The best way for me to guide you, if you look in the first column, about two-thirds way down, you'll see in capital letters, Waters Lab. If you go to the next entry, Academic Affairs and Provost Office for Ms. Davis, if you proceed over to about the fourth column, it does say that the effective date was 7/1/2008, and it should have read 9/1/2009. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we took a little time to correct that.
Did I hear a motion that this recommendation be accepted with the amendment to the supporting data?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
No,
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, there is. I would like to discuss separately to pull out of the motion the proposed raise on page 21. And halfway down under Academic Affairs and Provost Office for Dr. Dean Taylor, $19,000. I would like to discuss that separately from the motion, please.
Well, you have to move to amend, doesn't she?
Ask that one item be separated for special consideration with the approval of everyone.
I would like to discuss this separately, please.
Then I'll agree.
Okay. I move then that the board go into closed session for discussion related to employment of a specific individual, employee pursuant to KRS 61.810.
Second.
That's proper to go into closed session
For a specific personnel matter. You can go into closed session.
Yes. Or a particular personnel.
Right. So that's a motion?
Particular employee, not a class, but
no, particular employee over a particular.
I don't know that we really need to go into closed session to discuss the statements made by the petitioners, since it has nothing to do with anyone's job performance or anything that would be construed as a personnel action, and has everything to do with a sense of fundamental fairness and the fact that the faculty and staff and students all do the work of retention, as both Dr. Birch and Dr. Taylor have acknowledged rightly this morning. I do not think this requires
a motion. Is there a motion in a second?
You got two motions floating right now. You got a motion to approve this, and you got your motion to go into closed session. That was seconded.
And the last one takes precedence.
The closed session takes precedence?
So there's a second on that?
Yeah, there's a second.
Let's take a vote on
that. All in favor of going into closed session to discuss the matter of a particular individual?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Employee. Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries.
Let me make a comment on that, David. Not to conflict with what Patty said, but if we're going to err, let's err on the side of the closed session rather than get into something that would not be proper.
You want to do that now? You want to go to closed session now and then come back out and continue our business?
Yes.
Okay, then, Mr. Chair, clear the room.
Just as a quick point of order, I'd just like to mark that I abstained from that vote.
From the closed session vote?
Yeah, I didn't hear a call for abstentions, but I just like have a...
So,
thank you.
Mentor Smiley abstained from the closed session.
No, mentor voted no.
Julie, Jean's good.
I don't understand the legality.
You do? Okay. Then we still have the majority to do that.
Yeah. Somebody else.